Let's focus on receiving. I give myself permission to receive. I am willing to receive. I allow myself to receive infinite blessings that are constantly coming my way. I graciously receive the beautiful gifts that I am given, and my gratitude allows me to share this gift with others. And the more I allow myself to receive, the more I am able to give. And with great gratitude, we will now receive not just the message from Kryon, but the deep love and honoring that Kryon has for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fourth and final channel that we'll discuss the faces of fear. Again, let me say I am aware that this is given today for those who are part of the Circle of 12, a closed membership that you have elected to be in. But the channel itself is available later for all of those who wish to hear the message. We will not confine or close important information and messages to a few. This has been the way of it and will continue to be. So if you have come across this message and you're finding that it's four of four and you want to know where the other three are, they're right where you found this one. If it is not, it's easily discoverable because they've all been recorded and presented. We speak of fear, and we have for many, many years. This one in particular, I have saved till last. It is probably the most complex and also one of the most controversial. Because there will be those who say, I don't believe that's where the fear came from. I have to tell you a story. As you sit there, listening, watching, your mind, your consciousness, your soul, all that makes up you is more than you. There is a tremendous influence of your lineage. It is all through your body. If you look at it chemically alone, you have that which scientists understand is inheritance. You would inherit perhaps certain traits from your parents through the bloodline, through the combination that creates your DNA. And it goes back quite a far piece. Grandparents, the ones before that, the ones before that, all of that is in there. And some of you will look at it and say, that is why my fingers look the way they do, or my face looks, or my hair. And you will start to say, and that is the end of it. It is not. Because there is also consciousness, talents, things that have happened that influenced the ancestors' lives that you carry. Is it possible, for instance, that you had a great-great-grandmother, or perhaps even further, and there were issues with that woman regarding childbirth, something that is very important to a woman? Is it possible that it could be then carried and carried and carried and carried, and what you then end up with in your life is the same issue? Because you might say there's a residual because it was such a big issue. Now that's chemistry. First of all, the answer to that question is yes. You are a combination of all of them. And not that you have all of their traits or their fears or their talents. You have the ones that were passed that had the most influence and perhaps were the highest perceived ones that they had. It's in there, all of it. Sometimes it doesn't show itself until certain other things happen, and then you even surprise yourself. Like finding, for instance, you were talented to do something you'd never tried. And then later you find a great-grandmother who is also talented in the same thing. But again, that is chemistry. Now let's put upon this the controversial one, past lives. Is it possible that your own soul's journey through the civilizations of the planet carry things also that have happened in the past that you've carried right up to this, you now and your future? This goes to perhaps many times you might have been a sailor, and then you awaken now and you realize you still want to be a sailor. This is mostly for the men. This happens constantly, and you'll find it even today under the guise that policemen become policemen and firemen, and they even live together, and you'll say, well, my dad did it, so I'm doing it. What if it was inbred in you for past lives because two or three lives ago you were also doing it, and so it was absolutely natural for you? Now, that is something that you want to do because you say that it's in your blood, but what if you've done it in the past? Turn the corner. What if you had in your immediate past life a drowning, and today you find yourself not wanting to be even near water? Dear ones, these are fears based upon the past. These fears are exceptionally real. They keep you from doing things that you might really want to do. And these things that keep you from doing might be wonderful things. Sometimes you're kept from having a partnership that works because sometime in some past life, you learned something that is a process or an attribute that you carry in that makes it so partnering is difficult. There are some who have made up their minds that they want to have 100 children because that's all they've ever wanted to do. Perhaps it's because in the last two or three lives, they couldn't have any. Perhaps you come in and say, I really don't want children. Maybe you had a lot of them in the past lives. So you see, it's not all fear, but there are influences. But the fears and the face of fear, the one we talk about right now, is the one that would be fear from past experiences of either yourself or your ancestors that are carried into your own psyche today. We have spoken of this in channel after channel, and you might say, all right, I know this is true. I don't know what fears I have, but in retrospect, you're right, Cryan, because there are things that I shy away from doing. I don't like to confrontation. And there are others, by the way, who love it. You might say, well, there are certain kinds of things I will and will not do. And you say, and I never understood what the hesitation was. This is why. These are, you might call them, imprints from the past. What I want to tell you is that you all have them. I want to, again, diverse. If you're a mother and you have more than one child, especially let us say they are the same gender, let's say you have two boys, same parents, maybe they're even close, you the same mother and the father, the two boys, maybe they're close together in age, and they're vastly different. And you might say, how does that occur? One is afraid of their shadow and the other one is achiever. And you go, they're from the same gene pool, my husband and I. Dear ones, you're taking a look at the variety of the imprints from the ancestors and their own past lives. They are trying now to make up for certain things that didn't happen or relax for certain things that did before. They're still learning. This is a catalyst for you to understand some of the fears you have that are not understandable otherwise. I have said this before, and I will say it again. Every imprint that you have, like this one, based upon your ancestry, based upon your past life, or your bloodline, every single one of them is rewritable. There is nothing set in stone. It is simply a starting place, just a starting place. It's an invitation for you to discover what they are, analyze them for what they are, and then change them. Not only that, it's a platform for awakening to things you didn't know you had. My partner, in his 40s, came upon that which is today the cryon. My partner had no speaking experience, was afraid of crowds, did not necessarily ever want to stand on stage. The man was afraid, and the afraid was acceptance. Like so many of you who do not want to do public speaking, when all the eyes are on you, it is not a comfortable feeling foremost. For some, they crave it. And when he went to me and he said, "What am I going to do about this fear? I am afraid, cryon, to be in front of people. I lose my place. I stammer. I stutter. I can't think of what I'm doing. I'm not relaxed," and people see it immediately, and that the message is not a good one because of that. And so I told him, and he has told many of this story. I said, "I want you to go back into Greece. Were you an orator on stage? And people sat and listened to your poetry. They loved the wisdom that you had and the phrases that you used. Go back and mine that, like a miner goes and digs in the ground for the golden nugget. That's the golden nugget that is in your past that you can now pull forward to your present. Do you see how this might work both ways? You might have fears that crop up from a past life, and you may have other lives that are past, where it was all mitigated and was all beautiful." That is what he did. The result is what you see, is that he can step on a stage with thousands looking at him and be completely and totally relaxed. This took a while, but each time he stepped out, he said, "I am the orator," and then he would go on stage. It was him. He wasn't pretending, he wasn't role-playing, because it belonged to him. All of the things that you have experienced in your past lives are still you in a certain way. It allows for you then to rewrite them, to unscramble the puzzle, and to work with the things that might bother you. But in addition, remember, there's also talents and revelation. I have said this to you before, and I'll say it again, that your awakening to these truths today will mean that when you are reborn, after you pass through the veil and after you go through all of this lifetime, when you return, this awakening today will stay with you. You'd never have to do it again. That's part of the new energy. Oh, there's so much more. I need to give a channel yet again of the attributes of the new energy that change absolutely everything you think you knew, especially about past lives and future lives. There is so much hope. Remember this. What you learn today, you'll remember next time. What have you learned today? Do not fear the past. It has no control over you. Not really. And so it is.